In 1971, instead of playing Get Off My Cloud and Michael Row the Boat Ashore, and all the Beatles songs, and all the Chuck Berry's, and all the Rolling Stones songs, and all the Jimmy Reed songs, and Bo Diddley, I hooked up with a band that was basically a group of songwriters. So we would get together in at our band practice. Instead of working up Twist and Shout, we worked up one of their songs. And I said, wait a minute, this song is just as good, just as valid, just as substantial and solid as, Twist and Shout. So wait a minute, that's really cool. So this is how the Daredevil started. So the Daredevil started, and I started going, well, wait a minute, I can write a song.
And how old would you have been, though?
I would have been 19 or 20. And then all of a sudden, the floodgates just opened.
You all went to London to make your first record, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were signed?
We got together on a weekly basis, a little bitty nightclub in Springfield, Missouri, called the New Bijou Theater. New Bijou Theater was run by a friend of ours, and when we would play there, he had a little room and he would record the shows at the New Bijou Theater. They were just real rough tapes. And he took one of our tapes with him and found his way into John Hammond's office in New York. John Hammond heard the tape, liked the tape, though rough, sent down a gentleman by the name of Michael Sunday with a check to make a demo, studio demo. We went into the studio, made a demo, and Michael Sunday passed. They had the first right of acceptance, and he passed. So we were left with a demo in Springfield, Missouri. Really nice studio demo. So we contacted some people in St. Louis and got no real interest. Then we went to this company in Kansas City called Good Karma Productions. Good Karma Productions was a management firm that managed Brewer and Shipley at the time. So while they were producing managing Mike and Tom, we got a Brewer and Shipley album, and we liked the way it sounded. It was acoustic. That's how we were. We were acoustic guitars. Had a bass and drum. That was great. We had the same thing. So we just mailed off a copy of this studio demo tape to the address on a Brewer and Shipley record. Got a response. We were called the Family Tree.
The Family Tree.
That was our original name, the Family Tree. Dear Family Tree, we really like your tape. We would like to meet with you, blah, blah, blah. So Springfield and Kansas City are about 180 miles apart. So we got together and met. We liked them. They liked us. We signed a management agreement with them. At the time, Brewer and Shipley were on A&M Records. So Stan Plesser, the gentleman who was managing Brewer and Shipley, when he went out to Los Angeles to conduct business for Brewer and Shipley at A&M, in his briefcase, he took along a copy of our tape, the Family Tree tape. Passed it on to a gentleman by the name of David Anderle. David Anderle heard it, loved it, signed us. David Anderle is a good friend with a producer by the name of Glyn Johns. Glyn Johns did a couple bands. You may have heard of them. The Beatles, The Stones.
Yeah.
The Who.
Uh-huh.
Yes, a couple minor league
acts. Right, right.
So David and Glyn wanted to do a project together just to have fun because they were friends. And Glyn had just done The Eagles. But The Eagles were just a little too slick and... This one, I don't know. I don't want to get into that. But he was looking for something a little funkier.
Yeah.
David Anderle and Glyn Johns produced our first album. Glyn said, I would like to do this in my studio, Olympic Studios in London. Would you guys like to come over to London to make a record? And we were just a bunch of 22-year-old kids in Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah.
I had only been on an airplane one time one, and I don't know if Buddy had even ever been on an airplane, but some of us hadn't even been on airplanes, and they wanted us to fly to London to make this record.
Right.
We'd been together about 2 years, and we'd worked up about 40 songs. So we said, great. Glenn knew enough that if we were to make the record in Springfield, all of our Yahoo friends would be dropping by with a bunch of beer.
Yeah.
And that would impede progress. So he plucked us out of our everyday lives. We all flew over to London, where there was only one thing on our mind, the music.
Mm-hmm.